Welcome out to the ACL Access Show, live from Frickers in Adrian, South Main Street. It's the place to be. We have our engineer in studio, Josh Mitchell. I'm your host, Ian Wendt. We have off-mic commentator, Stacy Mitchell. We're going to talk some D1 softball, men's tennis, and cheerleading. But before that, what people tune into this show for, the thoughts and the stats and the raw emotion of Mike Prang.
It's not much thought.
A lot of thought.
More so raw emotion.
Okay. Well, we'll see what happens. We're going to start on the court, the tennis court. Nice weekend for both teams, men and women. Alma and Albion did not go well too much against KZU, but hey, a 2-1 week. It's a lot of tennis.
Yeah, the tennis team actually had kind of a lucky draw to their schedule this year where they had 4 of the 7 home matches are at home, and all 4 of them were in the row. So nice little week that they had. We had all 3 of them at home last week, and then this week we have a Hope on Saturday for our next one, also a home one. So, picking up 2 big wins against Alma and Albion is pretty good for that team with the top 6 making the MIAA tournament, so it puts us in a pretty good spot right now. Still got some work to do, though.
Yeah, that's what I was going to ask. What, all the conference teams have tennis, I'm assuming?
Yes.
So it's more competitive in terms of numbers. It's not like there's 8 teams and 6 make it.
Correct, yeah.
It's, you know, got to pile on some wins.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, it's not like lacrosse where if you win one conference game, you're in the MIAA tournament. So.
Right, yeah. Yeah, a little bit more stakes there. So do you know the records offhand for both teams in the league, or is this the beginning of conference play?
2-2 for both of them.
So they're 2-2. Okay. Yes. All right. Softball, NCAA style, light week on Wednesday. Alma in the mix. They won the first game 2-1 to the Bulldogs and then split. So for some reason, it sounds like this team likes to split series and go 1-1 in scenarios, but it's going to take more than that to get it, you know, to where they want to be. I don't know that the offense has been an issue. I think it's been finding more depth in pitching, and just from what I've been reading and seeing.
Yeah, I mean, it's something that we've talked about all year. That team just has a very young, inexperienced, I'll say, pitching staff. Our number one starters of our number one pitcher is a sophomore. And we said last year with the two horses we had in front of her, she really only pitched about 30 innings in the season. So this is kind of her year to be the ace for us. And then we have some freshman arms behind her. So just using this year to kind of get some experience. We do have one senior arm out of the bullpen and gets a couple starts here and there, but she's hasn't pitched since high school. Very kind of inexperienced, we'll say, pitching rotation, but using really this year to get some experience underneath their belt and hopefully in the future be able to be dangerous once again in the MIAA.
Yeah, and certainly the offense has been there. So if they need to get into a, 10-run game, or heck, even put up 12 or 15 runs, they have the capability because Taylor Gerhardt continues to hit the cover off the ball, so to speak.
Yeah, I can't remember the last time we've had somebody through, I want to say, 26 games hitting over 550, so still a player of the year candidate. So, we'll see what happens the rest of the way with her.
All right, Bulldog Baseball, they finished the weekend going 2-2. They play a football game against Albion, 16-7. A lot of runs in that one. And then go 1-2 against Kalamazoo. After winning game 1, 4-1, they drop the next 2. So, hey, in the thick of it, in the very competitive MIAA, obviously Kalamazoo up there in the rankings. So, hoping to get to a spot where the Bulldogs can play the Hornets again for some hardware later on in the season.
Yeah, I mean, to start that first win against Albion last week, that locked up a series victory against them. We have game 3 tomorrow at home, so that was nice to see. And then, we came out strong. Landon Kozlowski pitched his butt off on Saturday in that first game. He got MIAA Pitcher of the Week that was announced this afternoon. And, it was 0-0 going to the bottom of the eighth. And we pulled ahead late and grabbed that first win, but, struggled the rest of the series. But, like we've said, Kalamazoo is a tough team. They're top 10 in the country for a reason. And because of that, the real rankings that matter, the NPI, those just got announced today, and Bulldogs are 16th. And the NPI rankings, as we know, is the rankings that are used to rank the at-large teams if you didn't get an automatic bid to the NCAA tournament, and then figure out seeding. So right now the Bulldogs still have a lot of work to do. A few more series left in MIAA play, but for a postseason run, we're sitting pretty good at getting a bid.
With pitching at the collegiate level, I'm sure a lot of people listening are fans of high school athletics, so they're looking at pitch counts or innings limits and things like that. But in the college, you know, ranks, we talked about softball, baseball as well, you got to have pitching, right? Pitching's the name of the game. How many arms do you have? Are they all healthy? Do I get the matchups I want? Or how many innings can I get out of this guy? So, you know, and you're playing four games in a week.
Yeah.
There's no pitch count limit on these guys, is there?
No, there's not.
Yeah. So it's an interesting side to coaching there with that one. Women's lacrosse, nice win against St. Mary's College and Trine. They're right there near the top of the league. So, hey, kudos to Coach Asher again. I feel like she gets a shout-out every week because her teams keep winning and keep scoring a bunch of goals.
Yeah, and we're tied for first in the MIAA standings with Hope. Hope did beat us in the regular season, but then the next week they slipped up against Kalamazoo. So they have a loss, and we have an opportunity to get a share of the conference, assuming that we keep winning or potentially win. We need Hope to slip up again. So, but yeah, I mean, we're taking care of business in the games that we need to win, and they're doing a great job with a couple more left before postseason.
Is that postseason six teams make it, top two get a bye?
Yes.
Or is it four?
Top six.
Okay.
So we have the opportunity to host a semifinal game.
Sure.
Assuming we keep doing what we're doing.
All right. On the men's side, I called the game against Alma. Big-time win for them, kind of controlled it from the draw, nearly a shutout. I was looking through all the stats during the game, like, you know, quietly. As I'm calling, I'm going, when's the last time they had a shutout? And the one I found was 2012.
Wow.
Was the last shutout for the men's lacrosse team. I don't know if I missed a game in there, but that would have been awesome. They gave up a goal late, but just an overall dominant win. And then they play another tight game, and unfortunately they've been on the wrong end of a lot of these this season, overtime loss to Albion.
Yeah, and Albion's always been that top two team in the MIAA, and for us to go on the road and battle with them, I think we were down three or four at halftime, and we made a nice little run in the second half and came down to overtime, and Albion had the scoring opportunity, and they took advantage of it. So, but, you know, it just shows that even though this team's record hasn't been the greatest this year, they've continued to improve game after game after game, and now we're getting to a point where we're competing with an Albion and, you know, finish out the regular season strong, land a spot in the MIAA tournament, and hope to be the hot team at the right time.
Yeah, someone that team doesn't want to see come into their field.
Yeah,
like, oh,
exactly.
You know, we get Adrian. Well, you look at the record. Well, they took Albion to the wire. Mm-hmm. You know, they played Kalamazoo tight. So, hey, we'll see what happens. We got cheerleading next, but we're going to talk about them later. Dance, they danced their way to Nationals. Nice showing for that team.
Yeah, it was. They just got back today, and it's the first time they've ever taken two different routines down to Nationals. They compete in the team performance event along with the jazz category. We came in fourth in the team performance, which is the best we've ever done, and we had a big improvement from kind of the preliminaries to the finals, which was great for us.
A little rapid fire here with Mike Prang, SID at Adrian College. We have figure skating. Skating dogs always do well. I feel like that's been a program that, since its inception, has been hanging banners and doing all those things, so they went over to Utah to skate. Looks like they did very well.
Yeah, still waiting to find out a little bit more on them, but I've heard that we had a lot of medalists, maybe a couple national champions individually, and we placed sixth out of the 19 teams that were out there. So great showing by the figure skating team.
All right, Golf Dogs. Women's team, second place finish at Hope this weekend. The men, a three-round tournament in North Carolina. Some more traveling for those guys.
Yeah, I think they're done with their big trips and everything, but that was a pretty cool tournament that they got to play in, three rounds down there. It was on an army base, I think. So,
wow.
Yeah, they got to play three rounds down there. There was a banquet that came with it. There's not many Division III collegiate rounds or collegiate tournaments where you play three rounds, and they did pretty well. I mean, day two, they shot a 301, which was, I think, their top score for the season so far. They shot 306 the next day, and, you know, they placed 19th as a team, but that was a very competitive tournament and had a couple D2 schools in it as well.
All right, track and field, some PRs as well. They went to Spring Arbor.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, grabbed a few event victories. I think the men's 4x400 won. We won in the discus and hammer throw. I'm pretty sure KJ Scott won, just thinking that top of my head. But
Addison kid.
Yeah.
Right? Lenawee County?
Yes. Yeah. Yes. So, great showing for them up there, picking up a few event victories. And then everyone, it seemed like everyone there set a new personal best. So just seeing
great.
That team continue to improve and improve as the year goes on has been great.
I get to call them kids because I'm over the age of 30. I think that's like the cutoff when you get to start calling college students kids. Stacy, no. She's not agreeing with me.
It's been so long, I don't remember.
Yeah, she doesn't remember. Everyone's a kid to Stacy. Yeah. All right. Thanks, Mike. Appreciate it. Our guest coming up next. Later in the show, we have men's tennis and cheerleading. After this break, we'll talk some NCSA D1 softball. We'll tell you what that is. Talk with the coach right after this. You're listening to the AC All Access Show, 96.5 The Cave, 96.5thecave.com, live from Frickers in Adrian.
College invites you to cheer for the Bulldogs and join in the fun during this week's events.
Women's basketball takes the floor Wednesday and Friday evenings. Men's D1 hockey plays Thursday evening, and spend Saturday on campus watching hockey, basketball, and lacrosse starting at noon.
For a full list of Adrian College athletic teams and their schedules, rosters, and more, visit adrianbulldogs.com. When you're looking for enjoyable events for the whole family, make great memories with Adrian College athletics. Adrian College invites you to cheer for the Bulldogs and join in the fun during this week's events.
Saturday, experience Bulldog baseball or tennis, both starting at 1 p.m., or women's lacrosse at 4. Sunday, catch club softball starting at 11, or D1 club baseball starting at noon.
For a full list of Adrian College athletic teams and their schedules, rosters, and more, visit adrianbulldogs.com. When you're looking for enjoyable events for the whole family, make great memories with Adrian College athletics.
Swing by Frickers this week and treat yourself to one of our unbeatable lunch combos. Choose from your favorites, like the Big Frickin' BLT, Cheeseburger, Frickin' Chicken Wrap, and more. Each with a side and drink for just $7.49. Plus, use the Frickers app and score double points on lunch for a limited time. Monday through Friday, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Whether you dine in or grab it to go, lunch just got a whole lot tastier and more rewarding. At your home for fun, food, sports, and spirits, Frickers. Swing by Frickers this week and treat yourself to one of our unbeatable lunch combos. Choose from your favorites, like the Big Frickin' BLT, Cheeseburger, Frickin' Chicken Wrap, and more. Each with a side and drink for just $7.49. Plus, use the Frickers app and score double points on lunch for a limited time. Monday through Friday, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Whether you dine in or grab it to go, lunch just got a whole lot tastier and more rewarding. At your home for fun, food, sports, and spirits, Frickers.
Adrian College invites you to cheer for the Bulldogs and join in the fun during this week's events.
Women's basketball takes the floor Wednesday and Friday evenings. Men's D1 hockey plays Thursday evening, and spend Saturday on campus watching hockey, basketball, and lacrosse starting at noon.
For a full list of Adrian College athletic teams and their schedules, rosters, and more, visit adrianbulldogs.com. When you're looking for enjoyable events for the whole family, make great memories with Adrian College athletics.
All right, we're back on the ACL Access Show, live from Frickers in Adrian. Josh Mitchell, our engineer. I'm Ian Wendt. There's no menu. I was going to talk about the menu. They do have $7.49 lunch specials, which you may have heard moments ago. Boneless chicken special on Mondays, bone-in on Tuesday, steak Wednesday, chicken chunks on Thursday.
The fact that he can do that.
And I don't have their happy hour menu memorized yet. Can I try? Is it there, Stacy? Can
it,
I?
Yeah.
Oh, I saw it. Dang it. Well, I know the brew fries, the onion petals, the pretzel bites, nachos and cheese. There's one more. Oh, gosh.
Mini corn dogs.
Oh, mini corn dogs. I haven't had those yet, which is crazy. I've had a lot of stuff here. Stacy, remind me next week. Mini corn dogs. And that's from 3 to 6 p.m. and then like 9 till close. Stop on in. They're hiring as well if you want to cook. If this club softball doesn't work out, maybe coach can do that instead. I don't know.
You never know.
You never know. Enough about food. But we'll talk about what Stacy and I had for dinner in a little bit. That's what people tune into the show to listen.
Absolutely.
For. Yeah. Caitlin Probowski joins me. This is already year three.
Yep.
Coach of the National Club Softball Association Division One team.
Correct.
It's a mouthful. So we'll just shorten it NCSA, yep. D1 Softball. It's not your... I mean, do you consider this your job, but you do AT stuff, or is this like 50-50, or, but you still help with teams, right, during your season, or do you kind of just get to coach?
Yeah, I mean, I'm doing both 24/7. So at one day, I'm going straight from athletic training room hours to practice, and then some nights even going straight from practice to a game. So really just depends on the day, but very fortunate I get to do both and be a big part of athletics here at Adrian.
So you might actually be busier than praying.
Yeah, I give him a lot of credit for what he does, but I would argue the ATs are just equally as busy.
I would say you're more busy. Because you have to deal with the players directly.
This is true.
Right?
Yep.
All day, every day.
Yep.
And some of them are yours that you coach and some are not. Can you tell me about the season? Are you one of these split season teams? You play some in the fall and some in the spring.
Yep, so we play a split season. Half of our games are in the fall, half of our games are in the spring. It's kind of a blessing, so that way we have the opportunity to mess with our schedule. We can go a heavy fall or a heavy spring, just kind of based on what's going on campus and around and what's best for the team.
And then do you play in a conference? Is there a league for the Bulldogs?
Yeah, so we play in a league through the NCSA in the Great Lakes East Conference, I believe. So it's made up of Bowling Green, Michigan State, Grand Valley, Central, and U of M.
Does that help you in terms of a postseason to win that? Or is it just by region and then how you rank in that? How does the postseason go for you?
Yeah, so you have to automatically get the bid to regionals, you have to win your conference, or you can have the at-large bid. So we were pretty fortunate last year to get the at-large bid to regionals because we beat every single team in our conference, and we're fortunate to win against teams that we've never beaten before.
Okay. And is there a conference tournament?
Yep, so it takes you from regionals, and then the winning team and the runner-up of the regional tournament will then go to the World Series national tournament down in Atlanta, Georgia.
Okay, so the team's record this season, it says here 9-17.
Yes.
Did you just start the spring schedule?
Well, we love Michigan weather, and we love playing on dirt that, unfortunately, with all the lovely rain we've been having and are still expected to get, we've had a lot of reschedules. So, a little unfortunate in that part for the spring.
So, you played a lot in the fall?
Yes.
Okay. Pretty good weekend, though, for you. Three wins against two losses. Sweeping a Grand Valley team pretty convincingly. And then a tight series with Michigan State.
Yes.
I mean, run differential was maybe like two between all three games.
Yeah.
Thoughts, I guess, on your team this spring? I know you've had limited time to play, but do you get some practice time indoors? Do you get the dome? What's that like?
Yeah, so we're practicing a lot in the dome when weather's not to our standards, and then being out in the field as much as possible. I'll say, yeah, the record isn't winning, but it shows us, like, hey, we're still in this and we're competing every single game, and there's the growth that I'm really trying to focus on with the team of like, hey, yeah, okay, our first game this weekend didn't go our greatest. We had a few errors here and there, kind of gave up some runs at some kind of crucial times, came back the next game down 8-0, and I was like, hey, we got to at least put one on the board and ended up scoring six and then ended up taking it that third game with a walk-off of stealing home plate two times in a row. So,
whoa.
Yeah, kind of impressive and kind of fortunate on that one.
Yeah. Do you coach third base? Did you tell him to go? Like, how?
Yeah, it was one of those of like, hey, we're going to be smart, but we're going to be aggressive. We had one out, and I looked at my base runner, and I was like, hey, you're one of my top runners and smartest on the team. Like, let her take first and get that out. Like, I need you to stay in scoring position and stay safe. And at the next breath, I was like, but if it's a pass ball, you better take off and get on your high horse. And she did exactly that next pitch.
So you have the double steal on.
Mm-hmm.
Pitcher throws a wild pitch anyway.
Yep.
You said that was twice in a row?
Yep. So it advanced from first and second over into scoring position of second and third.
Oh.
And then double stole home. So two pitches in a row we stole.
Wow.
Yep.
Let's rewind the clock, and maybe people heard this last year and they remember your softball career.
Yep.
Playing. Could you talk about that for a little bit?
Yeah. So I came to Adrian to play on the NCAA team, played 2 years, and then unfortunately COVID hit, and I was getting into my master's program with athletic training, and I was like, hey, you know, this opportunity to play at the NCSA level is something that would really allow me to focus on my education, and I decided, like, hey, I'm going to take this opportunity and be a leader on this team, and was very fortunate to get to do that. Led my team my senior year in RBIs and on-base percentages, and was really fortunate to be able to make the impact and kind of show what the team was about and the growth of that team.
And then here you are, head coach 3 years later.
Yep.
Is the whole team yours now, or do you still have some seniors that weren't your recruits?
So my senior and junior class were not my official recruits. However, they have grown into being mine and loving every single one of them. And it's kind of ironic, my grad student that I have on my team, Haley Holmes, I actually got to play with her. So year five, and here she is crushing it for us on the field and on the mound. And she was a teammate of mine. So kind of fun to get to see that full picture for her.
Does she call you coach?
Yes.
Wow.
Yes. Coach KP is what they all call me.
Okay. Well, KP, let's talk about other players on the team. I have notes. Michelle Hoffman.
Yes.
Great season so far.
Huge.
I'll take a 402 average.
Oh, absolutely, any day.
Yeah. 33 hits, 21 RBIs. Average and the RBI number, is she batting one or two?
I kind of move her around.
Okay.
Yep, I'll put her two or three. Sometimes I'll put her 5-6 just to kind of take away and give her opportunities to make adjustments early. But not only is she making a huge impact at the plate, but behind the plate as well, being our number one catcher that we turn to 24/7.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's a task.
It is a task.
That's and playing triple headers.
Yeah.
Is that most of the schedule?
Yes.
It is triple headers?
Yep. So, yesterday, she caught all three for me.
How do you have enough pitchers?
Recruit. Hope and pray and kind of see where their limits are and kind of have a fine line of, like, hey, if we're giving up a couple walks here or there or we're putting a few extra runs that really aren't in our benefit, we'll change pitchers, change it up, and throw you back in a little bit later and get you back where you need to be.
You mentioned recruiting.
Mm-hmm.
Where do you find players? Do you do recruiting, or do they? I imagine bigger school, they hold tryouts for mm-hmm. students already there.
Correct.
It's kind of built into the
yes.
the student life. Do you have to go out and do recruiting? How does that work? And we'll tag on to that. Do you have any help on your coaching staff, or is it just you?
Just me on the coaching staff. So I do everything, practices, recruiting, games, everything and anything. But what's really nice with recruiting is building the resources in the community. That's where I started. Everyone in Lenawee County, I started there and then started branching out. And what's really nice, too, is you start to build reputation and you start to take and learn about people and growth, and that word of mouth travels and goes far. But I won't lie, I do a lot of social media stalking to get some pretty solid recruits for myself.
Well, sure, they put out their stuff there.
Absolutely.
I mean, you could probably, and maybe people do, recruit a team without going anywhere in person.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, I don't know what the website is maybe for softball, but I'm thinking Huddle.
Mm-hmm.
They have a lot of stuff like that, or where they put their tape.
Yep.
gosh, what's the makeup of your team right now? Are you mostly upperclassmen, underclassmen, or pretty good mix?
We're very underclassmen dominant. I would say out of our 20 on roster, 14 of them are underclassmen, and we're very fortunate that they are the ones who are really contributing in our lineup and making a really big impact to change what we're bringing to the table and changing what people think of our team and our program.
Talking NCSA D1 softball with Coach KP. That's what it is now.
Absolutely.
You let the cats out of the bag, so never saying your name on air proper again. We talked about Michelle. Got other names here, thanks to Mike Prang. Most innings for you pitched is Caitlin Fry.
Yep.
Is she one of those underclassmen, or is she one of the elders?
Yep, she's a sophomore for us, so another huge contributor on the mound, but also, again, at the plate and in the field in other positions.
Might have to sneeze. Hang on. No? No.
Bless you.
Oh, yeah, it's not going to happen now. So you need to be, I'll say, ambidextrous with your positions.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you are not, it seems like you are not a first baseman. You are not a shortstop.
Yep.
Like, you're an infielder.
Correct.
You could play anywhere. Be ready. You're not the center fielder. You are an outfielder.
Yeah.
Does that entice more women to play for you? It's like, okay, as long as I'm, you know, I can hit, I can field, I'm going to get a chance to play?
I tell my girls, have a primary, but don't be afraid to take risks for a secondary. You may have never played second base in your life, and you know what? If our second base is struggling and you want to challenge her, you got nothing to lose. So tell them all the time, be open to take new positions, be open to push yourself in different ways, and it's actually really benefited us in numerous ways.
And did you say the roster size is about 20?
Yep, so we carry 20. We have a max of 25 for our roster.
All right, so it's kind of enough, right? It's not too much?
Nope.
Not too few?
Exactly.
Do you run across teams that deal with numbers issues, or since we're playing Michigan State, they bring a full roster too?
They typically bring a full roster, and they're pretty well staffed. Very fortunate to get to play against good competition from what they're able to pull.
I think you'd rather play that. Mm-hmm. Then go out and play against a team with 9 players.
Correct.
And they might not be very good.
Correct.
Because that doesn't prepare you for anything.
Nope.
Can the tough schedule help you in terms of postseason play?
Yep.
Is there like a ranking system like the NPI for the NCAA teams?
Yep. So we have a coaches poll that also helps us for postseason. But the biggest thing is how you're competing and what you're doing on the field. And I mean, losing one game by one run is going to help you more than losing by 5 or 6 runs when it comes to that postseason opportunity. So the close games this weekend definitely help, and that run differential of 2 from Michigan State is something that they'll look at and consider for us.
Okay. And we're doing this interview in the spring. Your season started in the fall.
Mm-hmm.
But I did want to ask about expectations somehow because you mentioned making the tournament last year.
Yep.
In just your second season.
Mm-hmm.
Were the expectations, or they still are now, is to let's get there again? Like, that's the standard for the program?
Absolutely.
Even though you're a younger team. Did you graduate a lot coming into the year?
We graduated 2 last year, which, again, important parts in our lineup, but also were people who could also deliver and develop in other ways too with that younger class. So biggest thing was coming in and setting the tone of like, hey, the expectation is that regionals. It's not the goal anymore. The goal is that national tournament. The expectation is we're getting there, and we're not giving people the opportunity to tell us no.
So despite the, well, there's certainly time to improve on the record. Despite that, there's still a chance.
Mm-hmm.
You play good enough competition where stack some wins,
yes,
you could punch your ticket again.
Absolutely.
And that's good to tell the team.
Absolutely.
Right? I'm sure it's like, hey, you know, we took 1 against State. The other 2 were close.
Yep.
Are you at a point in, as a coach, like you're beating teams you feel you should beat?
Yes.
Like in terms of your program?
Yes. We're beating teams that don't expect us to beat them, and that's what's most impressive. I mean, we played Michigan State, and we knocked them out of the national tournament last year. I'm sorry, the regional tournament. And, like, they did not anticipate us to even take a win from them. So pretty important to keep reminding them of, like, hey, we have the possibilities, let's do it.
Well, speaking of possibilities, we have some open air time.
Okay.
We were going to have men's tennis. Give you the option after you answer this question about what's coming up.
Okay.
You can stay on the air or bring Prang back on. We'll see. Maybe we'll talk about your AT stuff.
Perfect.
Okay. April 18th, you have a, quote, home game. This says you're going to play U of M at Adrian High School.
This is correct.
I'm going to guess there's other stuff happening at the Adrian College softball field.
Yes. Yep.
Rescheduled stuff, or was this always in the works?
We've had to reschedule U of M 3 times now.
Oh,
so,
gosh. Okay.
Yes. If that tells you anything about Michigan weather.
Yeah. If you could only play in the dome, right?
If only.
If only. Well, we're going to be back, unless she really changes her mind. We're going to talk with Caitlin Probelski with the NCSA D1 softball team. When we come back, we're at Frickers and Adrian for the AC All Access Show. 96.5 The Cave, 96.5thecave.com.
Adrian College invites you to cheer for the Bulldogs and join in the fun during this week's events.
Saturday, experience Bulldog baseball or tennis, both starting at 1 p.m., or women's lacrosse at 4. Sunday, catch club softball starting at 11, or D1 club baseball starting at noon.
For a full list of Adrian College athletic teams and their schedules, rosters, and more, visit adrianbulldogs.com. When you're looking for enjoyable events for the whole family, make great memories with Adrian College athletics.
Swing by Frickers this week and treat yourself to one of our unbeatable lunch combos. Choose from your favorites, like the Big Frickin' BLT, Cheeseburger, Frickin' Chicken Wrap, and more. Each with a side and drink for just $7.49. Plus, use the Frickers app and score double points on lunch for a limited time. Monday through Friday, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Whether you dine in or grab it to go, lunch just got a whole lot tastier and more rewarding. At your home for fun, food, sports, and spirits, Frickers.
Adrian College invites you to cheer for the Bulldogs and join in the fun during this week's events.
Women's basketball takes the floor Wednesday and Friday evenings. Men's D1 hockey plays Thursday evening, and spend Saturday on campus watching hockey, basketball, and lacrosse starting at noon.
For a full list of Adrian College athletic teams and their schedules, rosters, and more, visit adrianbulldogs.com. When you're looking for enjoyable events for the whole family, make great memories with Adrian College athletics.
Swing by Frickers this week and treat yourself to one of our unbeatable lunch combos. Choose from your favorites, like the Big Frickin' BLT, Cheeseburger, Frickin' Chicken Wrap, and more. Each with a side and drink for just $7.49. Plus, use the Frickers app and score double points on lunch for a limited time. Monday through Friday, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Whether you dine in or grab it to go, lunch just got a whole lot tastier and more rewarding. At your home for fun, food, sports, and spirits, Frickers.
Adrian College invites you to cheer for the Bulldogs and join in the fun during this week's events.
Saturday, experience Bulldog baseball or tennis, both starting at 1 p.m., or women's lacrosse at 4. Sunday, catch club softball starting at 11, or D1 club baseball starting at noon.
For a full list of Adrian College athletic teams and their schedules, rosters, and more, visit adrianbulldogs.com. When you're looking for enjoyable events for the whole family, make great memories with Adrian College athletics.
We are back on the AC All Access Show, live from Frickers in Adrian, 96.5 The Cave and 96.5thecave.com. Josh Mitchell, our engineer. I'm your host, Ian Wendt. We got the WNBA draft going on right now on a few TVs. We got Masters recap. We have people, what else do we have? Replaying some football games. Talking NFL draft. Just about anything you could want. Oh, Coach, you're on camera now, just
I
about.
Am.
Oh, man. Well, we're back with Coach KP with the NCSA D1 softball team at Adrian College. I have to physically read that every time. It's a tongue twister. I don't know. It just is.
I get it.
Let's take your coaching hat off and put your training hat on.
Okay.
Could you talk to me about that part of your career? at Adrian and maybe if you had some stuff beforehand?
Yeah, so for me, I always knew that I wanted to help people. And when it came to athletic training, it was like, hey, I get to help people and be around sports. And who doesn't love that? So being at Adrian and getting to be an important role in many people's lives because of being there at their highs and their lows and every single day in between is something that was pretty important to me and pretty special. And, you know, getting to be an athletic trainer and making these impacts and being around kids who just want to be there and show out for their school and make an impact and make their names known is something that's pretty important and special.
So your kind of position at the school, obviously Jamie Fetter, the head AT.
Absolutely.
And then what's the flow chart down from there? Because I know there's students that are helping out a little bit. There are a few staff that he works with. So kind of where do you fall on that?
Yep. So Jamie's our head, and he's the big guy in charge. He's been here for almost 22 years now.
Oof.
So he's
making reminding him of that.
Yes, we do every single year.
Good
on
old man.
The year.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
And then the rest of us are hired in as assistant athletic trainers and working underneath him. And then we do have the fortune of having the athletic training program at Adrian where their students come in and learn and put hands on patients and get that opportunity to get the real world experience while they're still in school.
So then what percentage maybe of your day is managing the students or actually, for lack of a better term, doing the work? Like you're actually the one wrapping ankles and putting tape on and things like that?
It depends on the day. I would say about 25% of that is that teaching and showing and helping them, but the other 75% is doing the job and getting your hands dirty and doing everything you can to keep them on the ice, on the court, on the baseball field, softball field, whatever it may be.
And then I feel like there are, probably should be, limits as to what the school can or should do AT-wise. Like mm-hmm. There are some unfortunate rough injuries that only that you can only do so much.
Correct.
Right? So if that is the case, what will you do to kind of get them to where they need to be?
Yeah. I mean, that's the really beneficial thing of having emergency action plans is kind of having those oh crap moments ready to go. Fortunate that haven't had to use too many of those, but never know when it could happen, and being very fortunate to have a great local fire department and EMS to transport them to wherever they may need to be. But also we're super fortunate to have our team physician right here on campus. So if it's, hey, this injury occurred on a Saturday and it can wait till Monday and we can get you seen by him, we're going to call first thing Monday morning and get you seen. So with being a Division III school, we're super fortunate of all of our great resources that we have.
Do you kind of know, do you get a sense from like maybe other schools that come here to play us and you're like, they don't have a trainer or they only have one person? Like, do you kind of maybe appreciate what Adrian has, or is it pretty common now maybe across athletics to have this kind of staff?
It's pretty common to have that staff, but I think that it's not necessarily the athletic trainers who appreciate it. I think it's the students who appreciate it when they go to other schools and they see the resources that we have as a school that set us apart from other schools in the MIAA and other divisions included.
What, obviously you're coaching in the fall and spring, so maybe your time is more at a premium. What, do you have teams that are kind of assigned to you for each season, or how does that go?
So I have every team that can not compete in the NCAA. So I have bass fishing, cornhole, equestrian. I have dance, both club baseball teams, four hockey teams. I have men's rugby. I could probably keep going if you really wanted me to.
I forgot. I didn't bring a pen. So I
totally.
My goodness. How do you find the time? Like, do you have to be there on game day, or if not, like, can you allocate something to a student? Like, how does that go?
So spend most of the day, obviously, in the athletic training room, but game days will be at, I only have to be technically covering any contact game days, so all of my hockey teams, I'll be at my rugby teams, and then anything else is just kind of the addition that I want to. So if there's a Wednesday, Thursday night baseball game that I get to go to and hang out in the dugout and have some fun with the guys and get to be there and support them, I will. But otherwise, like, pretty much it's, hey, call me if you need something because I'm here within 2 minutes.
This question might be more toward like a senior mm-hmm. that's graduating, like what's going to be next? But you've been coach of this softball team for 3 years.
Yep.
You've been around Adrian for quite some time now. I hope Jamie's not listening, but could you see yourself being a Jamie type, or do you think there might be something else? Like, what are you living the dream, or do you think there's a dream?
I think I'm living the dream for a 25-year-old. I have every opportunity that I can, and Jamie gives us a lot of grace and freeway to get those opportunities to travel to the unique rinks and to all the places that we want to. But I'm not going to limit myself, and I want to make sure that I'm giving myself every opportunity to grow that I can and be the best AT or be the best coach that I can be.
All right. The question that's burning for people, and this will be it, then you're off the hook.
Okay.
If you had to pick coach or AT?
I don't think you can do that to me right now.
Okay. That's fair.
It's too big of a decision.
Just living the dream right now. You heard it here on the show. Well, appreciate the time. You got two interviews in.
Absolutely.
We got the coach. We got the AT. Best of luck. If people are, you know, out and around town this Saturday, the 18th, Bulldogs are playing the Wolverines at Adrian High School. 11 a.m. It's a triple header. There's no excuse. They're playing three games, people.
Come
it's all day. That's all day. It's a marathon. Well, Coach, appreciate the time. Best of luck with the Bulldogs, both the ones you're coaching and the ones you're helping.
Thank you.
All right. Again, the marathon is over. That was Caitlin Probelski, the head softball coach for the NCSA D1 team at Adrian College. We are going to take a quick break. And again, skipping over men's tennis, we'll go right to cheerleading. Another young-ish coach, second season for her. We'll learn about that squad and a little bit more about Frickers. It's the ACL Access Show, 96.5 The Cave, 96.5thecave.com.
Adrian College invites you to cheer for the Bulldogs and join in the fun during this week's events.
Women's basketball takes the floor Wednesday and Friday evenings. Men's D1 hockey plays Thursday evening, and spend Saturday on campus watching hockey, basketball, and lacrosse starting at noon.
For a full list of Adrian College athletic teams and their schedules, rosters, and more, visit adrianbulldogs.com. When you're looking for enjoyable events for the whole family, make great memories with Adrian College Athletics.
Swing by Frickers this week and treat yourself to one of our unbeatable lunch combos. Choose from your favorites, like the Big Frickin' BLT, Cheeseburger, Frickin' Chicken Wrap, and more. Each with a side and drink for just $7.49. Plus, use the Frickers app and score double points on lunch for a limited time. Monday through Friday, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Whether you dine in or grab it to go, lunch just got a whole lot tastier and more rewarding. At your home for fun, food, sports, and spirits, Frickers.
Adrian College invites you to cheer for the Bulldogs and join in the fun during this week's events.
Saturday, experience Bulldog baseball or tennis, both starting at 1 p.m., or women's lacrosse at 4. Sunday, catch club softball starting at 11, or D1 club baseball starting at noon.
For a full list of Adrian College athletic teams and their schedules, rosters, and more, visit adrianbulldogs.com. When you're looking for enjoyable events for the whole family, make great memories with Adrian College Athletics.
Swing by Frickers this week and treat yourself to one of our unbeatable lunch combos. Choose from your favorites, like the Big Frickin' BLT, Cheeseburger, Frickin' Chicken Wrap, and more. Each with a side and drink for just $7.49. Plus, use the Frickers app and score double points on lunch for a limited time. Monday through Friday, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Whether you dine in or grab it to go, lunch just got a whole lot tastier and more rewarding. At your home for fun, food, sports, and spirits, Frickers.
Adrian College invites you to cheer for the Bulldogs and join in the fun during this week's events.
Women's basketball takes the floor Wednesday and Friday evenings. Men's D1 hockey plays Thursday evening, and spend Saturday on campus watching hockey, basketball, and lacrosse starting at noon.
For a full list of Adrian College athletic teams and their schedules, rosters, and more, visit adrianbulldogs.com. When you're looking for enjoyable events for the whole family, make great memories with Adrian College Athletics.
Swing by Frickers this week and treat yourself to one of our unbeatable lunch combos. Choose from your favorites, like the Big Frickin' BLT, Cheeseburger, Frickin' Chicken Wrap, and more. Each with a side and drink for just $7.49. Plus, use the Frickers app and score double points on lunch for a limited time. Monday through Friday, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Whether you dine in or grab it to go, lunch just got a whole lot tastier and more rewarding. At your home for fun, food, sports, and spirits, Frickers.
Ready? We are back. ACL Access Show, 96.5 The Cave, 96.5thecave.com. Tell you a little bit about Frickers in Adrian. If you want to cook, they're hiring. But you have to come into the building to apply. I don't know. I don't think I have the skills for it. And I'm not quick enough. I feel like you need speed.
I've been a server for like 7 years, so
you
need the speed.
Yeah,
I served and bartended.
Because what happens is, Coach Jenny Wheaton joining me with cheerleading, you get yelled at if the kitchen's slow, right? By the client.
Yeah.
Or customer, whatever you want to call them.
Yeah, we do get yelled at.
And then if they get the order wrong.
Yeah, but we also can blame the kitchen if we get the order wrong. Because they'll never see the kitchen. So we just say, it's their fault.
You're a pro.
I did it a long time before I started coaching. So
awesome. Well, if you want to be a cook, this is the place to be. We sit near the kitchen every day, Stacy and I. Oh, speaking of, here's what Stacy and I had for dinner. We should get a little, like, music thing for this.
Music bed for our
dinner. For our dinner. Here's our menu, like the Masters. Here's our menu. We had frickles. We only had one app. We're trying to cut back. We only had one appetizer, fried pickles, which are vegetables. Pickles are vegetables.
Cucumbers.
So we're good there.
Yeah.
And then I had a salad, which is another vegetable. I had the frickin' chicken salad. Garlic parm on the wings. What's that?
Protein. If you had a chicken salad.
Garlic, which is very good for you. Right, Stacy?
Right.
It's very good for you. Real, like, crispy, crunchy bacon, not as good for you.
Bacon's so good for you.
No, it's not the best. It's good to eat for you. I think if coaches, cheerleaders had bacon, it would impact their performance.
They can eat as much bacon as they want. They work so hard, they can have as much bacon as they want. Protein, fuel your bodies.
I would sign up and I would learn cheerleading. All right. So what did I not cover? Do I have everything? Is there a special, like a big? No. Well, the lunch combos, always seven. Oh, my gosh. We had dessert, Coach. They're called Monkey Bites. They're like nuggets, like a chicken nugget size. But they're not, they're bread, like a cinnamon roll. Thank you. Cinnamon roll pieces. With some icing on it, icing on top. So for all the good we did by not eating an appetizer,
you ate in
dessert.
We had dessert. Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
It's called choices.
It's called a sweet treat. You always need a sweet treat.
You're the second Adrian College Coast that I've heard refer to it as sweet treat.
It's a sweet treat. That's a new thing. My girls in Daytona begged almost every night, can you take us for a sweet treat? So I had to oblige.
Sweet treat. Hannah McGowan with the NCAA women's hockey team. We talk about sweet treats all the time. We're like, what's a sweet treat?
Something sweet after
something
dinner.
Something to finish your meal or your day. I've introduced her, not very formally, but here she is, Jenny Wheaton. She is the cheerleading coach at Adrian College, your second season with the squad. You loved Adrian College so much after you graduated, you decided, I'm going to work here.
Yes.
And also, you've been getting updates from the fam. It's a Bulldog family.
Yes.
Really, that you and your husband have kind of built here. So you're like the Adrian College story.
Yeah, my girls actually tell me that when we always do fun facts when recruits come and see our practice. And I say, my fun fact is that I'm the head cheerleading coach. My husband is an assistant football coach here at Adrian College. And my girls go, it's like a movie.
Yes, it is. It is. So I don't want this to be like, I don't even know what show to equate it to, but like, how did you meet? Like, just to add to the story, was he a student? Actually,
he was defensive MVP at Siena Heights University. our college roommate, like my college roommate, who is the acrobatics and tumbling coach at Adrian College, Brittany Newsom, and his roommate are married, and that is how we met. So I brought him.
Crosstown connection. That's
I
the name
I brought him
of your
over
book.
To the good side. Adrian College, and he started coaching.
And he's doing great with football, and you're doing great with this cheerleading team. A lot has been added,
yeah.
Right, to your responsibilities. Mainly, in your time, you did sideline cheer, so you go to football games, basketball games, some other stuff, maybe. But this year, competitive cheerleading joined the mix. Is that something... You thought the school would get when you first hired into the job, or you thought it might be coming and just getting ready for it?
Yeah, so the old head cheerleading coach actually coached me in high school, Jessica Patterson, and when I took over, we kind of started it and started going to NCAA Nationals, and just with the idea, both of us had this idea that it's going to be something way bigger than what it is now, and just started inching away at it year after year. And I think next year we're planning a full like road schedule, you know, with our home showcase, and we'll go to Alma, Grand Valley. A team that we competed against has won early April that we plan to go to next year. So just a more well-rounded schedule next year after, you know, the first year of trying out this, you know, this high level of competitive cheer in the advanced category. So that's the plan.
All right, let's break down the dancing at Adrian. There is the sideline cheer.
Yep.
And there is dance.
Yes.
Two separate things. If you go to a football game, they're on different sides.
Yes,
and
they
then
are.
Do you swap at halftime or you just stay in one
we
spot?
Do not. Okay. Coach Aaron keeps her girls by the band because they do dances to the band. So we stay on our side. We don't.
So I've never been on your side.
No?
Because I was in the band as a student.
Oh, okay.
And then calling games, I'm more of on the right side of the field.
Yeah. You have to come down.
Yeah, I
come
will.
Come down and see what we do.
Yeah. And you do a lot. We can hear you. We don't really need to go over there. We,
that's
we
true.
Hear
we
you
have
plenty.
A lot of girls.
And then, right. You have a, I mean, I did PA for basketball, and you come over and like, hey, we got to play this song or whatever
yeah.
we're doing. Or the dance team would do that as well. You have a large team.
Yeah, almost 30. A lot of girls coming in. When we're on the back wall of the basketball, we're starting to round the corners, actually.
Wow.
We have so many. And just hoping to keep it growing. Me and my assistant coach, she just hired on this year. We're thinking about even bringing two teams to nationals next year, an advanced and an intermediate, just so each girls have an opportunity to compete. When we were down there, I couldn't wipe the smile off their face if I tried. Just they were so proud of themselves, smiling ear to ear. Just got off the mat and said, can we go practice more? Can we
wow.
do this again? One of my juniors said, I wish we competed at night so I could still be cheering. So I just want to make sure that I'm giving like every cheerleader that walks through the door at Adrian College an opportunity to feel that and have that feeling, because it's something really special.
Help our listeners.
Yes.
Coach, cheer versus dance when you're competing. What are the main differences?
Well, stunts are the main difference. So we throw a girl in the air. She does a back tuck and lands in our arms.
Dance does not do that.
Dance does not do that. They do lifts and different types of things, but we do basket tosses and stunts. We do pyramids that,
yes.
For example, at Nationals just on Friday, we had a girl standing. A girl was on her shoulders. A girl got on her shoulders, and then they put her leg out, and a girl stood on my mid-layer's leg, and then they flipped off them. So one girl had three girls on top of her. So she's my real strong. She's my real strong girl power. actually, one of the like companies that does our uniforms, was down there making documentaries and mic'd us up and was taking videos of us. And it was posted on the Instagram, and it said All Girl Sisterhood. And it was our pyramid, just girls stacked, flipping off each other. So this was proud to see that. We do stuff that some of these co-ed teams that have a bunch of big men underneath are my, I got my junior down there holding three girls up in the air. So it's good to see.
Talking cheerleading at Adrian College with Jenny Wheaton, her second season with the Bulldogs. Recruiting.
Yes.
Do you have people that come in and they want to be competitive? On that competitive side, obviously everyone's competitive in some way with
yeah.
that. Or do you get people that like, okay, I'll do sideline, and then they want to be on the competitive team. So how does recruiting go for that, or does the program yeah. kind of recruit itself?
So it's very rare that I get girls that say I don't want to go and compete on the band
really?
Show. It's very rare that I
wow.
get that. Most of them want that. I had one athlete, one freshman this year, who came from competitive cheer and said, I think I just want to do sideline this year. And by February, she said, yeah, you'll see me next year on the comp team. So most of them want that experience. There's only a few teams that go down to NCAA Nationals from Michigan, and we come back, and I mean, honestly, that's usually when my recruits are messaging me saying, that looked like so much fun. And I'm not lying, because it is. Every single one of them said, I don't want to go home. This has been the best cheer experience. It's this weekend was, I would say, top 10 of my most favorite memories as a college athlete. I've been married. I have kids. And it was up there just spending the weekend making history. First team at Adrian College to take the band shell ever. We did something that a team at Adrian College hasn't done. And it was just... it was a load of fun, and it was fun to watch the girls just beaming the whole weekend with that joy of what they did.
And not only be there, but place pretty well.
Yeah.
Like, it wasn't just, okay, we're happy we're here.
Yeah.
You know,
actually,
you went there and did well.
The third place team that was ahead of us has been in the advanced category at least 13 years, I think, is what I saw. So even to be in the realm of... you know, being, I think we were 4 or 5 points shy of that third place team that has done this year after year after year. Just even being in the wheelhouse somewhere close to them. I know my girls, I saw them posting all over Instagram, you know, social media.
Yeah.
Just fourth place was good, but you'll see my trophy next year. So I think their wheels are turning. They're already asking me, what are we doing next year? I got text messages all morning. I said, please give me a day off. When can we have open gyms? When can we get in practice? When can we learn new stunts so we can up the next level? Because I think this weekend and like the competition on Thursday and Friday was about our first time out there doing something we never did and executing what we did to build confidence. And now it's, now how can we make it harder? How can we up our difficulty and still keep the execution that we did? Because we outscored a lot of teams in execution this weekend, but our difficulty is where we need to, you know, up the ante. And I think all of those girls are really, really wanting to do that. And, you know, they got a little taste of the fun that we had and they want more. So I'm really excited for next year and to see them push even harder.
Those aren't just words, people. I can tell. You want it. The girls want it.
Yeah.
Best of luck. I mean, it obviously starts now, right?
Yeah.
Getting trained in the weight room, doing things to get your body ready to start the process over again in the fall.
Yeah. Yep.
All right, Coach.
Thank you.
Time's up. I feel like we just started. That was the cheerleading coach at Adrian College in her second season. Jenny Wheaton. Learn more about cheerleading and all Bulldog athletics at adrianbulldogs.com. Please step out to Frickers in Adrian. It's the place to be, South Main Street. For my engineer today, Josh Mitchell, for my off-air partner, Stacy Mitchell, and for Jenny Wheaton, Kaylin Probelski, and Mike Prang. That's going to do it for this week's edition of the ACL Access Show, 96.5 The Cave. 965thecave.com. I'm Ian Wendt. We'll see you next week.